세상 사람들이 모르는 것 여러분은 알고 있어야 됩니다.
You must know the things that the people of the world do not know.
심지어 뭐 이렇게 교인들도 잘 모르고 있는 거죠.
Even the things that even the believers do not know about.
여러분이 정확한 언약을 붙잡을 때 응답이 오고 있다는 사실을 아셔야 돼요.
You must know the very fact when you hold to the correct, accurate covenant, all the answers are on their way.
왜냐?
Why?
하나님은 언약의 하나님이십니다.
It is because God is the God of the covenant.
예언된 게 정확하게 성취됐어요.
All of the prophecies were exactly fulfilled.
여러분은 언약의 백성입니다.
And you are the people of the covenant.
그렇다면 내가 정확한 언약을 붙잡을 때 응답은 오고 있다니까요.
If so, when you hold to the correct covenant, all the answers are on their way.
그건 기다리면 되는 거죠.
Which means all you need to do is just wait.
자, 우리 렘넌트를 위한 전도학으로 지금 이 시간에 시작을 하고 있습니다.
We are now beginning anew, utilizing this time as a study of evangelism for remnants.
우리 렘넌트가 보아야 할 24입니다.
The message title is The 24 Hours The Remnant Must See.
우리 그 유아유치순의 일강 렘넌트 모세에 대한 얘기를 했죠.
So as a first lecture of the preschool kindergarten retreat, we spoke about Moses.
모세가 이거 본 날로부터 응답이 시작됐어요.
The day Moses saw the 24 hours, all the answers started.
지금 못 봤을 때는 계속 이게 포기해야 되는 상태로 계속 가졌어요.
When Moses didn't see the 24 hours, he was in a state where he continued to just let go and give up. But he was able to see the 24 hours. He saw this on Mount Horeb.
하나님이 불 가운데 나타나셔서 이스라엘 바로왕에게 가라.
God appeared in the midst of fire and ordered, commanded Moses to go to Pharaoh.
바로왕을 피해서 지금 도망갔는데 바로왕 앞에 가라.
Moses was, he had run away from King Pharaoh, but God ordered him to go to King Pharaoh. And then he said, tell him this.
내 백성이 피제사 드리러 간다고 얘기해라.
Tell King Pharaoh that my people must go to give blood sacrifice.
바로왕이 알아듣겠습니까?
Do you think King Pharaoh understood?
못 알아들을 줄 알고 하나님 이렇게 말씀하셨어요.
Knowing that King Pharaoh would never understand, this is what God said.
내가 능한 손으로 그를 치겠다.
I will strike him with my mighty hand.
이것이 증거니라.
And this will be your evidence.
말도 아닌 거죠.
Which means God told him about everything.
이 양의 피 바른 날 빠져나왔어요.
The day the Israelites put the blood of the lamb, they escaped from Egypt. They
자,
had this exodus.
렘넌트들은 지금부터 알아야 될 게 있습니다.
So there are these things that our remnants must know.
렘넌트 여러분들은 나이가 어려도 이건 될 수 있습니다.
Remnants, even if you're young, you can become like this.
영적 서밋 될 수 있습니다.
You can become the spiritual summit.
집에 가서는 자녀지만은요, 여러분 집을 살리는 영적 서밋은 될 수 있습니다.
When you're at home with your family, you are children of your parents, but you can become the spiritual summit to save your family.
그래야만 세계를 이길 수 있어요.
Then can you overcome the world?
이걸로 세팅되는 게 굉장히 중요합니다.
It is very important that you are set with this.
자, 요셉은 사실상 11번째 아들이었어요.
So Joseph, he was the 11th son.
그런데 형들보다 더 뛰어난 게 뭐냐면 이거였어요.
But what was he was outstanding more so than his brothers was that
그렇죠.
he was a spiritual summit.
노예로 갔는데 직업은 노예지만은 이거였어요.
He was sold off as a slave, so his job was a slave, but he was a spiritual summit. So everyone else had to follow him.
이 축복을 딱 누리면요, 여러분 다 따라와요.
If you enjoy this blessing of the spiritual summit, there's no need for you to fight because everyone else must follow.
싸워서 이기는 정도는 그건 수준이 낮은 거고요. 안 싸워서 이기는 겁니다.
If you're in the level where you can only prevail by fighting, you're in a low level. But if you can win without fighting, you're in that high level. And that is a spiritual summit.
내가 응답을 받으니까 따라와야 되잖아요.
Because you're receiving answers, all the other people must follow you. If you enjoy this answer of the spiritual summit, no one can object. They all need to follow. And also, pastors, there's no need for you to argue or dispute in your session meetings because everyone else must follow you. Because when Joseph received this answer of the spiritual summit, even the king Pharaoh followed him. You must remember. And with this in our head, our heart, all of our remnants, you must have the setting of this. Even though I'm young in my age, I can become the spiritual summit. Even though I humbly serve in this low level, however, I can become the spiritual summit. For you to do so, there are these things that you must be cautious about. Inevitably, things that you hear, things that you see, and things that you speak. Because we're living, that's why these are inevitable. You must have the power by which you can embrace and transcend. You must remember. You must be able to hear and listen. That's embracing, but don't fall into it. That's why you need to transcend. It's not hard. When your parents say things that are incorrect, just embrace. Because that's your parents' opinion. There's no need for you to fall into that opinion. You have to transcend. That's it. If you go out to the world, you just need to accept and embrace and transcend. People in America are hearing this message, but if you're Americanized, you cannot save America. You must transcend. You must accept, but transcend. If you just transcend, you are deviating, but you have to accept and transcend. So when you remnants go to church, you will hear the words of people, words of the world, and incorrect things. Just humbly accept, hear all this noise and sound and words and transcend. When you go to school and the world, you will know that everyone else, they're all packaged. They pretend to be something, but they pretend based on all the packages they put on themselves. But you need to quickly accept and transcend. Why? Because there are these things that are set apart for you that you need to do separately. These three things that Moses did. First, he was in the royal palace for 40 years. And he was in the Midian wilderness for 40 years. And leading the Israelites, he was on the path of the journey of the wilderness for 40 years. That's it. This is a reason why you must study. What is the reason that you study? Because you need to know the things of the world. That is why Moses, he studied in the royal palace. He studied all these disciplines of academia, and he also learned culture, because only when you know you can transcend. Simply put, he had the insights and the eyes to see the world. Then this is what you must study. That is why schools are important. You need to quickly catch on what the world is really like. But with that alone, it's not enough. But God took Moses out into the Midian wilderness where nobody could help him.
뭡니까?
What is that?
영적 힘을 갖춘 겁니다.
He was able to equip himself with the spiritual power.
렘넌트를 꼭 기억해야 돼요.
Remnants, you must remember.
아, 공부 다 하고 난 뒤에 갖춰야 되느냐, 그 말이 아니죠.
Does that mean that only after you finish your studies and you can be equipped with the spiritual power?
이것만 가지고는 안 된다, 그 말이에요.
No, what I'm saying is that with studies alone, it is not enough.
그래, 여러분들은 세 가지를 동시에 다 해야 돼.
You must have all these three things equipped within you.
에, 이 미디안 강야에서 양을 쳤죠.
He was tending the flock, the sheep in the Midian.
그러나 아무도 무엇을 알아주지 않고 도와줄 수 없는 데서 버려진 상태가 된 겁니다.
And in a place where nobody recognized Moses, nobody could help Moses, he was in a state of being abandoned.
거기서 기도하기 시작한 겁니다.
But that's where he began to pray.
여기서 아주 중요한 게 있습니다.
And there you will find something that's very important.
이때까지 어머니에게 들었던 모든 하나님의 말씀을 정리했습니다.
All the words that he was able to hear about God from his mother, he was able to organize and arrange. And that was in the Midian wilderness. That's where he received God's calling.
자, 나머지 40년은 뭡니까?
And what about the rest of the 40 years of his life?
사명 감당을
He was able to undertake God-given mission. He went to the desert, the wilderness. This is the reason why we head out to the world. And we all know that Moses, he went on this journey in the wilderness. But we have something that's more important. He was on this journey in the wilderness for 40 years. And that's where God completed the tabernacle. Or the Ark of the Covenant, which means God allowed him to know God's eternal word, which will never fade away. And three feasts, tremendous three feasts.
성막,
the tabernacle,
성막 중심 이스라엘 움직였어요.
Because centered on the tabernacle, the Israelites moved.
여러분, 세상 살아가는데 이 힘으로 가라 이거야.
When you are heading out to the world, when you live in this world, you must live with this strength and power. This is what our remnants must remember. That is why all of our remnants hold to the covenant and simultaneously prepare your studies, prayer, and talents.
모세의 이 40년은요, 이거만 한 거예요.
Moses' 40 years was just this.
어떻게 하면 내 사람과 사람, 어떻게 하면 내 성공할 것인가?
How can I succeed? Is my relationship between with people. How can I survive in this state? That's what he was trying to do.
미디안에 있을 때는요, 하나님을 바라보고 있어요.
But when he was in Midian, he looked unto God.
이 두 개가 합쳐져서 사명이 되는 거예요.
When these two things get combined together, it forms our mission.
이게 십자가의 능력이요, 피 언약의 능력이요.
This is the power of the cross. This is the power of precious blood of Jesus Christ. That's why starting from now, do not ever worry about whether answers are coming or not. Just enjoy. Because there's a set time schedule for you. There's a separate time schedule for you. Don't even get concerned about whether you come from a good family or not.
능력이 없고 자신이 없으면 자꾸 비교하게 됩니다. 비교하지 마세요.
If you feel that you don't have power or confidence, you tend to compare yourselves with other people. Nobody can be a match to you because you're an incomparable person. Then, what are the characteristics of the seven remnants? The remnants, they walked their faith regardless of their answers. That was their special characteristic. It didn't matter whether Joseph was in slavery or in prison or in the royal palace as a governor. He just continued on his path. So what was the confession of faith of our remnant? They never boasted about themselves. Simply they confessed, the Lord God is with me. He never tried to persuade or convince the opponent. Instead, he blessed the person. May the Lord's blessing be upon you. It's such a simple statement, but by which you can save everyone. Whether good things happen or bad things happen, it doesn't matter because in everything, it is up to God. We call this with Emmanuel and oneness. All of your remnants, please remember.
그래서 어떤 거는 좀 가만놔둬도 됩니다.
So there are these things that you just can leave them alone.
왜냐하면 이 응답이 이루어져야 할까?
Why? Because these answers must come, which means you're not just not doing anything. Rather, you are actually seeing God fulfilling His work.
렘넌트에게 나중에 일어날 걸 생각하고 지금 준비.
Remnants, think ahead of what the things that will come in the future and prepare right now.
전국 세계 렘넌트들, 우리 렘넌트의 지금 전도학 놓치지 마시기 바랍니다.
All of your remnants throughout the nation and the world, do not lose hold of this study of evangelical message for our remnants.
이제 창세기부터 렘넌트가 보아야 될 언약으로 파고들겠습니다.
So we will look at all the seven remnants, and starting from the book of Genesis, we will look at the covenant that all of you remnants must hold to.
마지막으로 기억할 것.
And the last thing that you must remember, even right now, the answers are on their way. Even right now. That's what you need to know. And especially tomorrow when you worship God. And when you're all alone praying to God. When the covenant is correct and accurate, the answers are on their way. And even between people, when you have a correct covenant or correct contract, all the transaction can take place, but if you have an incorrect contract, transactions cannot take place properly. When you hold to God-given accurate covenant, then from that execution, all the answers are on their way. And God has given us all these evidence of His promises, and in English it's called testament. It's not just an ordinary promise, but it is a promise between you and God. That's what's called the testament. It is a promise between things of above and things below. It's very important. I bless you. In the name of Christ, may all these answers and blessings begin. God, we thank you. May you grant your true power to our remnants. Would you grant true enjoyment to our remnants? And may true healing arise. In Jesus Christ, and we pray. Amen.